Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
Cures rickets, polio, conjunctivitis,
AIDS.
AIDS.
Let's just go hog wild.
Begin the car accident, you just use a little bit and you'll be fine.
Yeah, rub it on your car and yourself. It'll fix your car and your bones.
Try this special trick to get out of traffic tickets with Rick Simpson oil.
Rub it on the cop. He'll just go away.
The Weedsman Podcast. Every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth Podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen.
Alrighty.
We should get Nice.
What? You sound like you were going to say something.
I was going to say we should get started.
Yeah. Oh.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Here we are. Again.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
It's the Weedsman Podcast. I don't even know what... When's this airing? Besides right now, if you're listening.
A week from tomorrow.
All right. So December-ish?
Brr.
Already. Yeah, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but yeah. We would be into December by then, yeah?
We will be the first week of December already.
Another year zip by.
Yep.
Good year for weed, though. Like, if you think about it.
It's only going to get better.
It's a big year. A lot of shit happened this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But just to look back, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it's sure talked about a lot more openly.
Yeah, right. It's no longer a taboo subject anymore.
Right.
Yeah, it's becoming pretty common. Like, videos online with grandma smoking.
You know what,
weed.
But I'd say now at least it's elevated to the level of, like, a squirrel water skiing as far as news stories go.
Yeah.
You know, it's something like, oh, those crazy stoners, you know, that they some of the stories, some of the stories.
You guys know who Adam Silver is?
No.
You guys don't watch a lot of basketball, do you?
No.
No?
Wait, Adam Silver, isn't that the commissioner then?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the guy who replaced David Stern. Okay.
Okay.
I guess I do know who Adam Silver is.
Well, he said in reference to marijuana and whether how they focus if they test for it, basically.
So that
much more.
No. Have you seen any NBA players?
Yeah. No,
no.
We're much more concerned about high testing. We're much more concerned about HGH testing, designer performance enhancing drugs. This is a policy matter. And it is our strong preference that our players do not consume marijuana. We believe it will affect their performance on the court. That said, marijuana testing is something that's collectively bargained with the Players Association.
A long way of saying no.
Yeah.
And we adjust...
on their basis.
Sorry.
And we adjust to the times.
Cat coming down the street.
I don't know, but it's time for
it's saying, like, it's a non-issue, basically.
Right. Yeah, there's... No.
Yeah,
said no in, like, three different ways. Like, yeah, we strongly discourage them from...
No, it was no, and we should actually look at changing this so it's not even a question.
Because those guys are high as hell half the time, man.
Like, sure, they have regiments that their guys are on. But this is really comes down to the personal discipline of the athlete, right? You can tell the athlete what you need them to weigh in at, but you can't smack food out of their mouth.
Right.
Right? Just like you can't smack a joint out of their mouth.
Yet.
What do you mean, yet?
I'm just being a dick.
Yeah. Don't be a dick.
We can only hope.
Right. So it's like if you, you know, smoke a joint, I don't know, how frequently do they, I'm talking about things I know nothing about now. How often do they play basketball? Is this like a weekly thing?
Or they play...
like a lot?
They only get one or two nights off a week.
Okay, so there's not much time for just sitting around and smoking pot.
They play 80-something
like
games.
You play on the weekend. Well, even in football, you're training that whole week, I guess.
Right.
So anyway...
No, but they could be
blazing
up before.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
They could be blazing up before practice. They could be blazing up after practice.
Like,
they could, yeah, blaze to relax and, you know, relieve some pain or whatever and still be fine the next day for practice or a game or whatever. The same as if, you know, it's not going to kill their regimen if they, you know, have a piece of pie. It's not in their diet. I'm sure that, you know, the guys have a big meal on Thanksgiving, the ones who aren't playing in a game right. That day.
Yeah.
Doesn't kill them for the rest of the season.
No, they probably train so much.
But everything in moderation. But also, there's a mention of marijuana on CBS. Yeah, there's a news story on CBS about what we had talked about in our last episode, about Green Friday.
Oh.
But it was just interesting to have the same story appear on I don't know, it's a network news TV show.
Away, but in Colorado, this morning shoppers are also hearing about Green Friday bargains. The green is for marijuana. Manuel Bajorquez is in Denver where the pot industry wants a piece of the holiday shopping rush. Manuel, good morning.
Manuel.
Good morning. Sales
saying?
Of recreational marijuana have been legal here in Colorado for almost a year now. In that time, it's become a competitive industry, and the holidays are no different.
At the Dixie Elixir Marijuana Company here in Denver, workers are busy preparing a special holiday edible. One dispensary is selling pot in the shape of mini Christmas trees, and Denver's Medicine Man store is advertising its own version of a doorbuster with this Green Friday promotion.
That's it?
Yep.
No.
Pot in the shape of a Christmas tree? So
Merry fucking Christmas.
So it is,
yeah.
What is he talking about exactly? There's a video to that. I don't know why it won't play. It plays on my iPad. Maybe you could try and bring it up on your iPad. You can actually see the video that accompanies it. But pot in the shape of a Christmas tree, like you take some buds and you kind of shape them into a Christmas tree.
That's cool. Yeah.
But how?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it cheaper?
Or is he talking about some sort of edible? This is like a brownie or a cookie that was cut into the shape of a Christmas tree.
That makes sense.
Probably a cookie. Yeah. Nobody cuts brownies into shapes, do they?
Squares. Triangles.
I mean, I guess, yes, they do cut them into shapes.
Yeah, just nothing like really
nothing
fancy.
Exotic.
Yeah.
These blow up into funny shapes. Not unless you think round is funny. That's from my favorite comedy of all time. Do you know what it is, Rob? I've told you.
I don't remember.
Raising Arizona.
Okay.
So here we go. We got the video for it now.
Good morning. Sales of recreational marijuana have been legal here in Colorado for almost a year now. In that time, it's become a competitive industry, and the holidays are no different.
At the Dixie Elixir Marijuana Company here in Denver, workers are busy preparing a special holiday edible. One dispensary is selling pot in the shape of mini Christmas trees.
Okay. Oh, they're just trimming their buds
to
look like little trees.
...of a doorbuster with this Green Friday promotion.
$39 quarter, $139 ounce. I've seen better deals.
Yeah.
That's all you get, son.
So it's the video of the audio we just watched.
Yeah, great. I thought it...
Dicks.
I thought there... I mean, obviously, there's more to the story, right? They cut them off.
Right. Where's the rest
Whatever.
Of that story, man?
It's net neutrality.
Bullshit.
So, yeah, like you said, it's been more than a year. And you said this is a big year for pot, and I agree, because it was just no big deal. First of all, nobody chuckled. I'm sure, you know what? Somebody after that made some kind of newscaster joke, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, I guess you could say sales were going to be pretty high over there, right? Shuffle my papers.
We called and left a message for Dave.
Next, a dog gets stuck in a tree.
Was not there. Back to you, Bob.
All right, then.
Hey, you know what we're not doing?
What are we not doing?
Just calling us out again.
Well, maybe... I don't know. We've medicated probably throughout the day.
But we haven't talked about Orange Kush.
No.
I thought you had Skywalker.
No, nope. Sorry.
That didn't last.
Only had a gram. It lasted through the next afternoon.
Hmm. Have we had it before? Orange Kush?
We've had Orange Crush. We haven't had Orange Kush. This is Orange Kush. So it's finally something not OG.
All right. Orange Kush was bred by Green Devil Genetics and is a child of Orange Bud and OG Kush. We're still on that OG, Chris.
All roads lead to OG.
Yeah. It eases the body into relaxation while lifting moods with a sweet and tangy citrus flavor. This strain is resistant to most pests and mold and has long, dense buds with many orange hairs and trichome crystals. And the flavors are orange, obviously, citrus, and sweet.
Hmm. Does it smell orange? Does it smell orangey?
Yes.
Let's take a whiff here.
Orange bud.
It does. That is a rather appealing smell.
Very good.
Yeah. Dude, we're them guys, dude. We're being officially...
That's something that your mom would like want you to leave around, like maybe put in one of those... little incense things, potpourri things.
Yeah.
And potpourri dish.
Didn't you send us the thing the other night, the weed snobs?
Yeah, from the Weed Map people on their YouTube page. Or
Weed snobs?
Yeah, there was a video.
Did I see that?
You might have. I put it on the Weedsman.
Well, bring it up.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, but no, before we do that.
Before we do that.
Pause.
No, because we're... Okay, so we're going to smoke some Orange Crush.
Orange Kush.
Orange Kush. It's not Orange Crush. It's Orange Kush.
Orange Kush.
Yes. We already did Orange Crush.
That's right.
That was a different kind.
Ah. This is going to get too confusing. Another way that this year has been different than last year... In Colorado... I mean, you didn't see billboards right away... In reference to marijuana,
Johnny's Pot Shop.
What were you?
Buy four blunts, get two free.
When you were there, you didn't see billboards advertising for these places, did you? You had to go to your,
I wouldn't say that. Oh. There was definitely.
There's another.
I mean,
video
they weren't in your
sent.
Face. It wasn't like Bud Light and Marlboro.
Oh.
It wouldn't like that. You know, wouldn't like the
You
gap.
Can't even advertise that anymore, can you? Can you advertise cigarettes on billboards in Michigan?
I don't think so.
There's a billboard they got up in Denver, though, from the organization ConsumeResponsibly.org that says some juices and cookies are not meant for kids. And it's got, I don't know, looks like I would have thought it was a glass of wine.
What the heck are you watching?
Yeah, this is the link that you have for the Denver billboard. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Your flash out of date? Flash.
He saved every one of us.
Yeah. He saved every one of us. Is it Captain of the Universe? Isn't that the line?
Sounds right.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet
Earth. How peaceful it looks.
I know that from... Well, I had seen the movie... years ago, but I know that line because it's in a song by The Orb.
Detective, Your Majesty.
And it starts off with that sample. Planet. The way he says it. With such contempt.
For annihilation.
Hey, Here, well, I can't install it. Because I have browsers running that I don't want to close right now. And I can't close. Okay. Savior of the universe.
No flash.
Yeah.
Makes me want to watch a movie now.
He said he's invisible?
Mm-hmm. No, he said he's a miracle.
Oh. I like yours better. He's invisible.
But this sounds like a Metalocalypse song. Okay, so
this is video better be good. This is the greatest porno ever created.
Wow.
No, okay, no, fuck the video. The medical marijuana. I'll get this right. Hold on. The Marijuana Policy Project is the people who paid for the billboard, and it's part of their Consume Responsibly campaign that we've talked about. And they have a billboard with a little kid looking over a table. And you just see his eyes and his hands up there. Like Kilroy. Kilroy was here. What is that? Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about?
Kilroy.
Get the fucking sax guy out of here.
What is with you and that sax guy, dude? Go get a
Kilroy, room. Isn't that in the Mr. Roboto song?
I don't... really? I have no idea.
At the end of the song, he shouts, I am Kilroy!
Do you know what I'm talking about, though? The nose and the hands, like, looking like they're peeking over a fence.
No.
It was like some Turk 182 shit.
I'd have bet Google knows. Kilroy was
well, anyway,
here.
So yeah, they have a billboard up that's... it's urging parents to keep their medibles out of the hands of their children, which, I mean, I guess, do we really have to say this?
It's like, I guess.
Do it but if own. You're going to get something that looks like a cookie and you're going to be a stoner, I guess it doesn't hurt to help you remember that, don't leave that thing out.
I mean, there's some dumbass parents out there.
Yeah.
Some people might actually need this reminder.
Open up two cookies, eat one, leave the other one on the table on the coffee table, pass out, kid wakes up, cookie, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or get eats so it. High, give kid cookie anyway, because you forget.
Watch his regular show.
Right.
And his life is never the same.
Comes home from school every day a little bit sadder each day. Trying like, to get back to that place where he was when he watched,
watched
the regular
Adventure
show.
Time, only this time I got it. It all made sense.
And I haven't gotten it since, and it's been bothering me and keeping me up at night.
As much as we have progressive thoughts about marijuana, we still have some very ignorant ones.
CNN on Ferguson?
CNN on Ferguson, yeah. This is...
this guy.
Coverage. Don Lemon?
Yeah.
I wasn't familiar with him before I saw this.
The roofs of cars, the tops of cars, and... obviously, there's a smell of marijuana in the air as well.
Oh, obviously.
Obviously. On the way to work this morning. I'm excited about...
What the hell?
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, that's what he said. Obviously, the smell of
of course. Those darn crazy blacks and their marijuana.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. What is that about? And like a riot is breaking out. Is that what usually precedes a riot? Is a lot of marijuana being smoked?
I don't think so. No.
Let's talk about the smell of wild turkey in the air, for starters.
What do you think he was getting? What do you know about this Don Lemon guy, though? Because you kind of grow.
No, he sounds like an idiot. Like,
oh, okay. You've heard.
I've just heard of his missteps throughout this whole debacle, shit show, Flim Flam, Bamboozling, Shabadoo.
Seriously, though, what does that mean to you, that statement? Obviously, the smell of marijuana is in the air. I'm completely puzzled by it.
Oh, those black guys, they're marijuana. I mean, that's what, that's the impression I got out of it.
Is it...
I think he's just throwing in there.
What you have here is a group of black people out of control, so obviously
smells there's like marijuana.
And was he really smelling it? And
there's a guy over in the corner barbecuing some ribs. Obviously, they all have a 20-ounce of Welch's grape soda in there.
He's watching Violence about to erupt, and he's like...
jeans.
Did you catch a whiff of that? Somebody's got some, like, Acapulco gold or something.
Obviously.
Obviously, it smells like reefer.
Maybe he was just trying to score someone previous to that. And he was just kind of, like, saying it bitterly out loud. And like, obviously, there's a smell of marijuana on it. I know somebody's holding right now.
And I'm not staying at the hotel down the street, room 131.
Yeah, the city's on fire.
I don't want
I don't want to go to sleep sober. Yeah. All right?
So, obviously, I'd like to have some weed.
Yeah.
Well, there's other people who took this mentality way further than that.
Mm.
So I read yet another article on the hypothesis of marijuana being responsible for Michael Brown's death.
Really?
Darren Wilson's report that the police officer suspected Michael Brown was under the influence of drugs the day Wilson shot him to death in Ferguson. He really thinks he was on something because he just kept coming. Wilson made no mention of that theory during his grand jury testimony. Actually, the wounds were in his back. So, unless he was in a very threatening manner running backwards
right.
towards the cop, which...
He was like,
He's ringing
at him with his ass.
He's ringing at him with his hands over his head like he's going to grab him and pull him and throw him over his head.
I mean, we've heard the comparisons to him as a demon and Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, I didn't hear that one.
He described him as being, his size being reminiscent of Hulk Hogan.
Hulkster? What you gonna do?
Wow. Okay. Right. What was this?
Somebody with the power to take down the Twin Towers.
Damn.
Sorry, it's a bad meme joke. Well, anyway, so this idiot goes on to say, well, okay, so they tested him. The only thing that was in his system was marijuana. He claims that at the dose that was found in his system, he would have had to have smoked within the last 2 to 3 hours. So he was high on marijuana when he lost his shit so bad it made a cop freak out and shoot him. According to some people's story.
Man, I'll smoke a couple bowls, man. I want to go fight cops, you know. That's the first thing I think
of. We'll do that to you. Yeah. After we finish this bowl and go...
And then they kind of walked the line on the picture. It's him in a graduation cap. But he's also got his head tilted back and his eyes squinted somewhat menacingly. Like, yeah, motherfucker, try me.
I'll plug you up.
I got my
diploma. You get what I'm saying there?
I graduated in middle school.
But first of all, I mean, can he at least smile? It's his graduation picture.
Right. You know, most people would be happy to graduate.
I don't know. The guy's dead. I'm going to berate him on his...
Yeah, guys. Remember, there's a body attached to this.
Yeah.
And he got shot in the back.
Unarmed.
Yep. No trial.
Running away.
Well, Kathy... Elizada and Shirley Worley. I mean Sheila Worley.
Shirley Worley.
So I was thinking
Wavy Gravy's aunt.
Wavy Gravy's aunt.
My aunt Shirley Worley.
Nice.
I'm wrapped up like a douche over here. All right.
Another runner in the night.
The assistant county prosecutors who presented evidence to the grand jury did what they could with pot. Raising the possibility that Brown had smoked enough to experience paranoia, hallucinations, and maybe even a psychotic episode.
Yeah.
Still unarmed.
Still unarmed, yeah.
If any of this happened, still unarmed. Didn't conjure up a gun.
Yeah, but they're trying to paint this, like, you know, the meth addict that just will not put the rake down.
Yeah.
Right.
Sir, please calm down. Sir, we're going to have to ask you to calm down. Please, sir.
Right. And even then, I'm not saying, like, shooting is justified. Isn't that what you they give you tasers for? Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do they teach you the sleeper hold or fucking...
Can we get the sonic gun already that just makes people shit their pants? That'll stop them dead in their tracks. You think anybody's still going to keep running with shit in their pants?
Hell no.
Not unless their life is on the line.
Couldn't a cop technically walk in here and kill all three of us without ever touching his weapon? Aren't they trained like that?
No.
Oh, no.
But this is
that a, or is
these
that
are
a
Navy
Marine?
SEALs.
Well, you've seen too many Steven Seagal movies, my friend. This isn't Exit Wounds.
So I read a story about a doctor in Chicago who is...
Dr. Chicago? Isn't that a novel?
I thought it was Dr. Detroit.
Yeah, with Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah.
It's Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago?
Dr. Zhivago.
The guy can fly around.
That's a novel.
So this doctor in Chicago named Dr. Zhivago...
At least he used Zhivago.
An associate of Dr. Detroit.
No, he got his license pulled for 2 years because he was linked up with this medical marijuana distributor, dispensary rather, and basically pre-diagnosing people.
Uh-oh.
Like, you know, we'll find something on this list of approved uses for medical marijuana. How's your back? Have you been to Haiti?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Have you been to Liberia
recently?
Or even just the type of doctor who is just gaming the system, right?
Right.
And strictly speaking, from a legal perspective, that's what he's doing.
Right. So he was telling him, "Oh, well, we found something wrong with you."
Right.
He was just going, "We'll say this."
Nobody got turned down. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
I bet.
Anybody could go there and he would find something on the list that he could apply to you and diagnose you with for $100 and then you would go get your card.
Oh.
Which
it's cheaper.
Happens all over in Michigan.
I've heard that goes down.
Yeah.
Piece of power.
So this guy now his license is pulled for 2 years and I guess when that happens he has to work alongside another physician, and that physician submits quarterly reports as to the behavior of the doctor on probation, I guess is what you would call it. So, I pose to you, stoners, just or unjust? What sayest thou?
My conscience says that's...
Well, I mean, you and you... When you know you're skirting the law, you know that there's certain things
mm-hmm.
that you risk if you get caught.
Sure.
And I bet you it beats the fuck out of jail.
Right.
You know, if you're him.
Yeah.
I have to work alongside another doctor every day for 2 years rather than go to jail.
No doubt.
Right.
I mean, money was a big part of this. I didn't read anything about him being some political warrior. It was just, you know, that was a quick way to make money, which... I guess from what I understand, it's getting harder and harder to actually be as profitable as you once were as a doctor. But
thanks a lot, Obama.
I don't think that has anything to do with it, actually. But I don't know.
Everything's Obama's fault. Come on, now.
You could look at it as like, well, he's just bypassing a ridiculous law anyway. It should just be legal.
Right.
We shouldn't have to, and this is a problem with medicinal, that many people are gaming the system as it is.
Yeah, I've heard. That goes on. It's horrible. It's a horrible thing.
Senseless.
He also had to pay $10,000.
Ooh.
That's some real money.
Yeah, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how many patients?
$100 a pop,
that?
Though. I mean, $10,000 is probably a drop of what he made off of the.
It depends on how long he was doing it. I mean, how many? That's like,
right.
To make it profitable, it would have to be thousands of people.
People like weed.
I'm just saying, if you're looking at it from a business standpoint and saying, okay, this is there's a risk to this, but the risk is small compared to the profit that I would make out of it. I don't know if that's what we're looking at here. I'm no doubt that 10
that's
grand
100 people. That's 100 patients.
At 100 bucks a piece?
That's probably a week, yeah.
Is that 1,000?
That's 4 zeros. Wouldn't that be 10 grand?
Yeah. You would need...
Yeah, it's 100 people.
100 people.
Yeah, that's probably okay. Like 1 week. So if he did it for over a week...
It's a probably, week?
No, I'm saying if he did it for over... I'm just saying hypothetically. I bet you once word got out that he'd find anything wrong, right. I bet you that was like a week's worth of people. Maybe.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Yeah, my stoner brain was doing the math on him charging 10 bucks a head. This is another example of where the law is kind of muddy, right?
Oh, it sounds like being serious. That's definitely wrong kind of traveling music.
Yeah.
Talk about the law.
We're traveling on over to Halifax.
Shouldn't I be playing like some Night Ranger?
Birthplace of Eric's trip and
Sloan. Hey, you'll never guess. You'll never guess what I have again.
What do you have again? Is it the turkey thing? It's a...
And it's coming this way. It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large...
Do this again. Get the full version. Jamming on those bongos.
All right, it's coming at you again. I'm positive this time. Because I read about in Halifax, they have a cafe where people can go and hang out and smoke pot. But it's not legal. So how the fuck does this work?
They just let it go? Like, they don't say anything?
But it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like head shops anyway. I mean, they sell a lot of paraphernalia for things that are for marijuana that's right. Illegal.
Yeah, they keep trying to push.
That's
what do you call it? The guise of it's for tobacco use only.
Right. Well, I guess there was a story in BBC News about head shops in England and how they're in danger right now. So they say in the story. Because they're making some of their more profitable products illegal to sell. Well, it turns out it's the fake weeds.
I didn't get nothing yet.
Oh, like that spice shit?
Dear fuckface.
Yeah, so spice.
Hey, it's WKRP.
Spice.
I'm fucking. Wow. That time I'm fucking with you.
All right.
Calm down.
Calm down. WKRP.
So no. If you miss what we were talking about while you were looking that up, head shops in England are complaining that they are not being allowed to sell fake drugs anymore, which I'm all for. I don't... Rob, do you even see them out anywhere?
I mean, they stopped selling them right after they made that ban around here, didn't they?
Right. I was just curious. I mean, I know that there was a ban on them, but you still... It depends on how they police it, you know?
I've heard of people that still have it, you know, they somehow...
Yeah, I'm sure people are still getting it out there. It's probably still advertised in the back of High Times magazine.
Right.
But that shit is no good.
No. Bad stuff. Don't even know what you're getting.
So I was just like, well, good. I mean, you're selling something that is actually been shown to be way more harmful than marijuana.
Right.
And it's not being regulated at all. I think it should be illegal to sell that shit. Loading. It's Canadian, so maybe it has to translate it.
I'm sorry.
Can I get Google pronunciation correction?
We require a government-issued photo ID. We check that every time they come, and they also have to become a member.
He says medical license or not,
Anyone can come and vape here as long as they're 19 or over and pay the membership fee.
All of the equipment needed to
vaporize
cannabis
club.
Is kept behind this bar
that's
here.
Why.
They provide the equipment for customers who bring their own cannabis to this establishment.
And they're not smoking, they're vaping it.
No one has been bothered by the police.
That's because there are no laws against a vapor lounge. The only people
I think it's loud as fuck. It's filling up that bag with vape.
There's nothing in the criminal code that would prevent someone from allowing people to use their drugs.
Or babysitters, as they call them in Canada.
They don't have a medical marijuana license. They could expose themselves to possession charges.
So, why aren't customers without medical licenses locked up?
Well, we cannot arrest people or search people randomly for no reason. We need evidence of a criminal offense happening. Or we need complaints. Which we have neither at this time.
Wow. You know, we have that same policy here in America. We just don't utilize it.
Right.
There's another reason why people are interfering with customers. Officials don't want the justice system gummed up with petty crimes.
Not only are the courts dropping simple possession charges like flies,
literally.
I've seen one go through in quite some time.
He does look a lot like Jesus.
Our typical Jesus look-alike stoner.
Has been good. Yeah. Marika Walsh, Global News, Halifax.
Nova Scotia.
There you have. I mean, that's progression on a like self-correcting level. That's why I really enjoy that story, actually. It's gone beyond like, hey, we have to put this up for a vote. It's just like, give me a fucking break. We've got better shit going on, you know?
Yeah.
More.
Looked awfully chipper, too. Oh, no, there's no evidence of a crime, eh?
Yeah, we can't search them.
It's very matter of fact, yeah.
We're going to let them smoke their weed, eh?
It's just crazy to hear a cop say that.
Right. Whereas I think, I don't know, I'm not sure if this is strictly in a Canadian versus American view, but I think most cops in America, it's more like these kids are doing it and they're getting away with it and they're pissing me off and I know that they're doing something illegal. Right.
They're like Cobra.
I'm going to get them. They'd be stationed outside the place, pulling them over.
Haters, kids, kids.
Haters, fucking haters. What they are, they're fucking haters. Hating them.
Smoking their stupid weed.
So Market Watch had a story about what it's like inside a recreational marijuana dispensary.
I know what it's like.
I know. I want to see if this matches up.
Awesome is the answer.
Yeah.
Nice.
First thing he says is there's a lot of security involved. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Armed?
Yeah.
Heavily armed?
They got a sidearm and you can see it.
Yeah, because for the obvious reasons that this is a cash business, which actually there's a... Basically, it's credit union. I mean, it's banking business for dispensaries that's looking to open up in Colorado, but they are being regulated under the same laws as credit unions are, and they're just trying to get their federal backing from the, what's that association with the four letters in their name that you see posted on the brass plaques
FDIC.
In the banks?
FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Yeah. Number two, he says, a dispensary is not a head shop. Did it look like a head shop at all when you went in? I figured a dispensary might resemble one of those hippy-dippy head shops.
What? I don't know what the fuck they're talking. There's weed everywhere.
Yeah. But were there posters? Blacklight posters?
Bombs. Oh, like that crap? No. I mean, it's very matter of fact.
You can buy one of those big woven hoodie things. What do you call them? Like, call them drug rugs.
Serape?
No, in fact.
I rock this sweet serape. Cut myself on the chest with this knife.
Pay me, bitch.
I liken the atmosphere to it's very pharmacy-like, almost.
Yeah.
They're presented as sterile, but not really. I mean, we know what's going down there.
The dispensary you went to wasn't located in some sketchy part of town. It was on a strip mall. On a busy suburban stretch. He even went to Golden Corral across the street. I bet he did.
Yeah,
I would. You know, the quick stop to the car.
Oh my God, there's a Golden Corral across the street from the dispensary.
That's the smartest move ever.
It probably opened up the week after.
Right.
Probably like fucking quarter to five is like the busiest time of day.
Oh, I bet.
People just rolling in.
That'd be the best place
to
go.
Here comes the rush.
Best place to go.
People just blown out eyes, smelling like trees.
They're not gonna care. long as they pay.
Oh, well, I mean, well, when I go here, because of the laws around here, most of them are in Detroit, although my new favorite dispensary is not in a sketchy part of town. It's probably by around somewhere where you work.
Like, it's legal, and but it's still kind of treated like a titty bar.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's just because
you can have it, just not in my backyard.
Because it's decriminalized in Detroit. So, I mean, that's why most of the dispensaries are south of 8 Mile, around here.
See, I mean...
But in Colorado, yeah, they were everywhere. They were everywhere, and it was... I even went with Mr. St. Mary. I went on the high-end tour, you know, where he lives. Everything is... And it was... I went around to all those.
The Freedom Trail.
Yeah, I liken it to Birmingham.
He also says... point number four, be prepared to browse the menu. Did you feel you overwhelmed by your choices?
I still do.
Yeah.
I go another day I went in and I was just, they're like, do you need help, man? I'm like, I'm just looking.
Like, he says number five
is my 10th time here and I still do this every time I come in. Like, good Lord, what do I want?
He recommends to seek the advice of the bud tender. Do you have somebody you can rely on? What's good?
I'm starting to.
Yeah.
Get a name.
Is it a chick?
No. Oh. So I've run into a lot of dudes. Run into lots of dudes.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, when you're running a cash business, I mean, you kind of want, not to be sexist, but you want to make sure that you got
the one where the woman was involved.
Take care of themselves.
The one I walked in that was on fire.
Come on now.
I'm not.
I'm just stating facts, right?
I'm just stating facts. Okay. Make your own insinuations.
Okay.
But see, it was on fire.
You let a woman run the front office of your dispensary, and this is what you get.
Yeah, walk in.
Metro Times
on fire. Coffee table on fire.
Don't leave women alone.
He's out. Chris is outside in the parking lot, stomping out. This is what happens. You see what happens?
Yeah. See, that's what happens when you let him out of the kitchen.
Nice.
Number six. Get ready to open your wallet.
Yep.
There's no such thing as a cheap high.
Nope. I mean, you know what? Edibles aren't. If you're looking for economics, I mean, edibles are usually like the way to go. You can get a couple brownies for like $15, and they're like good sized brownies. Same deal. You know, and if you get the shit that's got 100 fucking milligrams in it, you're good to go, man.
Right.
It's your magic pill. You sit there and nibble on that bitch. All you need is a couple bites. You know.
Eat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Go meet Jesus.
This is marijuana in its loose form will run about $18 for 1/16 of an ounce. Have you ever seen a place break it down into 16ths?
They do.
No, they do. Oh.
They do. They will sell you a half an eighth.
But that's still, if you're getting really good shit, that's not a bad price per 16th, right? Paying 36
yeah, but what's
bucks
a half
an eighth.
But what's a half an eighth? It's 1.75 grams.
No, I'm just saying, if you think about, you're usually paying about $50 an eighth for good shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $36 an eighth.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That is cheap, actually. Huh? Maybe it's going down.
What else is
like
saying?
Liquor stores, dispensaries have their own version of brown bags. You get the little white bag.
Oh, yeah, where I go, yeah, they always put them in these, and they always bag it up nicely, and they put your receipt on, and...
That's nice.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yep.
I'd want it that way.
No smoking.
It was like that one place I went to one time on when they picked up Rich. They actually still put it in a fucking...
Like Ziploc
bag. I walked out of there and said, come on, really? Like, I wanted to be like, guys, talk show that you have no idea exists, but you get the You're Not Helping War on my talk
he
show.
He was like, oh, I'm sorry. Right. You old school? Let me get the tin foil.
Yeah.
Also, no smoking on the premises.
Nope.
Unless it's a Metro Times.
And only then it has to be on fire, on the coffee table.
No taking your pot out of state, but you can always get a t-shirt.
Oh, speaking of, gentlemen, I got a story.
A story?
What?
No t-shirts?
What?
This is what it is, because I didn't do it on purpose, and it already happened, and...
Oh, I'm going to love this one. He's already making excuses ahead of time.
Oh, then you know
what? You haven't even heard anything yet.
I got through airport security with a half a joint in my pocket. And it wasn't even on purpose.
You got busted so hard, didn't you?
No, not
at
all.
How do you get away with that shit?
I busted myself. Oh, no, it was the last time I was here before I left on my last trip. You know, I went to the dispensary.
Yeah.
A lot of times, and I know they do this on purpose, and good for them, but they'll make something, you know, $35, $45, $50, or whatever. Mm. And then most of the time, I'll usually be like, hey, let me get a PR.
Oh, yeah.
Because the pre-rolls are usually $5.
Right, right.
So I should grip one of those, though. I gripped one up. It was like Hindu Kush. He gave it to me, gave me a $10 PR for $5.
Nice.
And just I smoked half of it, and obviously it's Hindu Kush.
$10 PR should be a pretty big one.
I get halfway, right. But I just say I get halfway through it, and I'm like, all
yeah,
right, I'm tight.
Yeah.
Just and I put it in my coat pocket, and don't think none the less of it, you know. Next morning, just go on about my day, leave for my trip, go through airport security, everything's fine. Standing there waiting for my flight, like...
Smell fart.
You smell that burnt weed smell.
Yeah, I'm smelling weed. I'm like, yeah. Is that me? I'm, you know, but at this point, I was like,
that's the one that can really linger.
Yeah, I'm like, I smoked like an hour ago. I'm like, but I was like, this must be some good shit. And just stand there for a little bit longer, and then again, man, maybe that's not me. Like, is that somebody else? Someone else blazing? And then finally, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck? And I just start checking.
It's got to be fucking you. You're smelling it in a place where you've never smelled it before.
Right.
Yeah, like once you get beyond the airport gate, it's no longer people smelling like trees. It's not allowed. Yeah.
Wow.
But then it occurs to me, like, oh, wait a minute. Reach in my pocket, and sure enough, I feel it in there. I'm like, well, ain't that a motherfucker?
Did you eat it?
Hell no.
I would have ate it.
No, I kept it. I shoved it into my bag, into a zipper pocket, so the smell would be covered up while I was on the plane, and then I had it for first night in Philadelphia.
I think I missed an essential part to this timeline. This was post-security
that
you discovered this smell.
Post-airport security.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, immediately I thought, I was like, should I throw it out? I was like, well, if I bring it on a plane, I'm going to smell like trees. I was like...
Yeah, I would have. Yeah,
but here's what I mean. I made it. No one said anything. And
sure.
The only thing I thought of was like, what if you get caught with it? I was like, well, I have a medical marijuana card.
Right,
right.
And so that's why I kept it. I put it in my bag, and I hope for the worst, or hope for the best. Pardon me.
Yeah,
but
there's why you try and like throw it in a garbage can, and then you get security. Like, sir, you come with us.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw you dispose of some illegal contraband.
It was totally on accident.
I've heard of people like, well, going through great lengths
now,
to conceal.
Sure, five star, right? Because I swear I saw a Hyundai in the valet.
Richard, trust me.
Yeah, this
amazing chef with a couple of Michelin stars and the best chem dog I've ever put in the air.
Gentlemen.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that are some high-class dispensary.
Organic purple Urkel from the humble Redwoods. Would you like to order anything for our weed list?
I'd like to start off with a blunt of your finest white widow, Peach Swisher, please.
Excellent choice, sir. The peach wrap compliments our white widow exquisitely. And for you, sir?
They give him a little appetizer, but it's like in one of those
silly blunt of your
$10 bowls you buy at the gas station.
Pre-98 Bubba Kush. That's a Bubba Kush that's definitely prior to 98, correct?
Of course, sir. We import from a boutique nursery whose Bubba clones directly descend.
He's rolling it at the table.
Yeah, let's hope so. Take a quarter of that for the table on ice. You know I can tell the difference between pre-98 and post-98.
I'll weigh that sack out right away.
You know the indica is the house bowl? I believe that's how the Belgian royal family served dinner at their last royal wedding.
Yeah, let's hope the Belgians got a good taste in super sour D's. So how's the family, Sebastian?
Marriage is fine. Fortunately, we had to kick out Tanner again.
Back on the booze, huh?
The maid found 4 whole beers in his sock drawer.
Jesus, you think he's selling?
Well, I don't even care. Janine and I
love this.
We're taking him out of the will on Monday.
You know, try a sip or two of brewski in college, right? But you've given him chances, Seb.
I say if someone can't get through life without getting hammered all the time, you gotta cut the cord.
7.3 grams pre-98.
I love it. Push. A little box.
Nice. Oh yes, that's fire. Mm.
Have you found any appetizers, Jeff?
Would you go to a place like that if it existed, Rob?
Absolutely.
Oh yes.
Goat cheese and some truffle oil tater tots with pesto aioli.
Extremely bomb, sir. Extremely.
I'm gonna take the baby bison sliders.
I've had weed pesto before, but I told you that.
Sriracha tartar.
Of course. Enjoy your ribs, Jeff.
Raw sriracha.
That white widow looked pretty damn sticky from where I was sitting. How was it?
It's delicious. You know, the buds are aged in anti-colonial barrels. Did you hear about these alkies trying to legalize booze?
Completely ridiculous. Ooh, that's that loud.
I hear in Vermont they're trying to pass a bill for medicinal wine, saying it helps with stress or is good on the heart.
It's like bizarro world.
I don't think putting poison in your body can be good for anything.
I mean, this video.
Can you imagine what would happen if booze was legalized?
Society would collapse. Everyone would be either hammered or hungover all the time. No one would go to work. Any six-year-old could get a hold of a jug of tequila. Filled with drunk drivers.
Some key for you, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be wonderful.
Some key?
Let's take a look.
Make the Parmesan on the sun.
Is he going to grind it onto it?
Oh, little spoon.
Spoons it into the bong.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one doing? Is he picking something out of his drink?
Weed in his water. He got weed in his water. He's bitching.
1,000 proof or something. Found him in the woods 3 days later, naked, wrestling a pack of coyotes.
Jesus. I told you about that study I read that proved how alcohol makes you beat your wife.
Green crack? What is it? An indoor, outdoor, hydro?
Our green crack is a dro, but I can recommend our blue cheese if you're looking for something outdoor organic.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with a dub of that.
How's your cat piss?
Very pissy, sir.
Just getting me 2 grams of the Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Cactus?
Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Cat piss.
Bad, oh, cat piss.
Beautiful craftsmanship.
Very pissy, sir.
And I'm faded as fuck.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
And another couple comes in. What are they doing?
For Christ's sake.
Jesus.
Alcoholics.
Did they let winos into a place like this?
Yeah. 5 stars, huh, Seb?
Gosh, I can smell it from here.
There's a violence in their movements. Subtle violence.
I am so sorry, Richard. I know a great high-end hash and hamburger spot a few blocks away if you want to go.
No, it's fine. Someone's got to put these boozers in their place.
Hash and hamburger joint. I love the sound of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
This is good. Excuse me. I don't know if you're on vacation or something, but you're honestly humiliating yourself. Everyone knows you're drunk. This just isn't that type of place. So you'd really be doing...
Well, the guy behind him's been in the bong.
Basement, yeah. Or sofa, or wherever you guys booze it up. And please leave this establishment.
I'm so sorry.
Shit! Fuck!
He thought he was coming for him.
Swung first! This man is drunk! He's a criminal! I was assaulted. This is self-defense. He swung first. Let's get out of here, Sebastian. This place doesn't even have a decent gas electric.
One more rip on the bomb.
They're both.
He's drunk!
He's like...
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that was really good. So they have more of those weed snobs? This is episode 1.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the other ones yet, but...
No, yeah, that...
It's Weed Maps TV. If you want to go check that shit out.
Oh, yeah, it's on Weed. That's Weed Maps YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Isn't that
correct.
Nice?
Correct.
Ow.
Ow. Hi, pretty lady.
Ow. Ow.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that special?
Everybody.
Thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following us on Twitter at the Weedsman 420. You could subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users We're on Stitcher Radio. We also have that right there on the front page of ChristopherMedia.net. Every time the show is posted, everything went up that week. Bam! It's all in one spot.
Get it?
There's no excuse.
No.
We have three different ways for you to get a hold of this information. We would like you to get a hold of.
We are a hub. We are a media hub.
You can now listen to a new episode of Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sunday, you got M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you got Unregimented. Tuesday, the Weepin' Podcast Bonus Nugget. Yeah, it's a little preview. The Cart Before the Horse. The Cutting Room Floor. What are you doing? Best of? I don't know. Worst of?
Yeah.
However you want to call it. Comes out on Tuesday, Friday.
It's the best of times and the worst of times.
Charles Dickens. You know, as you know, the creator of Dickens Cider. Oh, what else is on Tuesday? Toddzilla. It's Toddzilla Tuesday.
Toddzilla Tuesday.
What are Dickens anyway? You scare the Dickens out of somebody, right?
Yeah.
What are Dickens?
The bejesus?
Do you want the middle school answer?
Where does one usually keep their bejesus?
Yeah.
Where's the next to their Dickens? The Dickens and the bejesus are right next to each other.
You scared the bejesus out of me.
The bejesus? Or is it bejesus?
Bejesus.
I think it's all right. It's all near shit. You scared the shit out of me.
Yep, pretty much.
Shit the bejesus.
Bejesus.
And the
Dickens.
The Dickens all at once.
I'll go drop a Dickens.
But Toddzilla.
Yeah, Toddzilla on Tuesday.
Boom! Wednesday, what do we got?
We got the projection booth.
The best.
We got the Oddcast with Jenna and John. And Saturday, the captain's table with Noah, your bartender. If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com.
Damn.
Season's over, isn't it?
Hey, man. It was nice to have the team come back together right at the end.
Yeah. So winning when it doesn't matter, isn't it? That's helping you out.
It's always next year, man. You know, I really wish I could pick my team every, week. Get a solid lineup.
If you're in DraftKings, there's tomorrow. Tomorrow's every day. You'll need next year. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I just know you won't be stuck with the whole shit, the same shit team like you are
right?
In our league. I wrecked you. I told you I would wreck you. I did.
What is this, a commercial or a personal attack?
Both. It's the best kind.
DraftKings.
Yes. So. Daily Fantasy Sports League, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Hey, man. You know, it's Christmas time.
Yes.
Oh, Amazon?
Oh, shit. I just skipped over Amazon?
Can't forget Amazon.
No, you can't forget Amazon.
Christmas time.
Yeah. Going to be going to it 9,000 times in the next 2-3 weeks.
Yep. Use it.
Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. I said, no, I read that. I swear to God I read that.
Did you?
Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. I swear I read that.
Yeah, you read that.
Wow. What's going on? We have no idea. We've lost control. It's out of our hands, people.
We lost control? Is that like just recently?
Recently, control's been gone since about 5 minutes after we started recording. We only smoke like one bowl, too.
I know.
What's going on? What's it say? Orange Kush is from demons?
From demon. Demon seed.
It did tell you, like, it's mother and father or something, didn't it? Wasn't there lineage in the description?
Yeah, the OG Kush and Orange Bud.
Orange Bud? Is that like Orange Crush?
I believe so.
Like the drink?
It's delicious. I drink Orange Crush.
Do they still make Sunkist?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, of course, yeah.
They have different flavors.
Tahitian treat.
I love that flavor. You gotta buy that at the top store by my house.
Decent treat. Only in the finest establishments.
That's right. Find it at your favorite hole-in-the-wall liquor store.
Wait, what's Tahitian Treat?
You know what Tahitian Treat is? You're from downriver?
Like I Hawaiian do, punch. But... Oh, that's the Faygo
no.
isn't it? What's Tahitian Treat? Tahitian
Treat's like its own thing. It's like Bob's right. soda beverage company.
Right, I was going to say...
No, I know I've had it before.
Still delicious.
I just can't remember.
Because it's all chemicals. It erases your memory. Oh, we didn't say stay high.
Jesus Christ.
Stay high. Right.
Rob's just sitting there waiting like, for love of God, say it. Yes, we'll see you next time. Stay high.
I'm not going to say it now.
Oh, we're being held hostage.
Fuck it. Stay high.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.